Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Reverse Cowboy.
I know all there is to know about the following game.
The following game.
Do you know that song? Crying Game.
No, I just...
Oh, that's a...
I was just
have you never seen the film The Crying Game?
I don't think I have. I've heard of it.
Crying Game's great.
What, is it just a load of people crying?
I don't even want to tell you what it's about, but it's about two things. It's about the IRA and... A trans fucking gender, believe it or not. But this was like way... This is about 30
oh,
years
that
old.
Sounds good.
Yeah, now you'll watch it, won't you? Yeah. But yeah, there's a scene when he finds out something.
Jerry Adams in a dress.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I don't get how these subjects are tied in. But
Well, is it to do with the bomb in Soho?
No, it's watch weird. It just for the song. The
next
crying
week,
game.
Where's
George?
I thought you were making
game.
It up.
Anyway... He's terrifying, isn't he, Boy George? You wouldn't want him chasing after you, would you?
I know.
6'7".
I saw him once. I used to rehearse in this place in Manchester, and it was like this mad old building that was falling to pieces. And I came out of the rehearsal room, and he was just fucking stood there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I was like, all right. And he went, hello. They were filming a biopic about his life, and they were filming it in Antwerp Mansion, it was called.
Oh.
Yeah. And anyway, so yeah, so I saw him, and he was massive, like a wardrobe of a man.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't stand a chance if you wanted...
No, fuck that.
Like,
if he
I mean to have you, even if it is burglary.
If he chains you to the wall inside one of his properties, you know...
Very funny man, though. He was in too many interviews, very funny. You could have a good laugh with him before he chained you to the wall.
Probably is a laugh, yeah.
Yeah, until that bit.
Still he starts chasing you down Brick Lane. am I imagining that, or did that happen? Did he chase a rent boy down Brick Lane? I've imagined that, haven't I?
No, he did. He went
no,
to
he did. Someone
he
broke
did some
out of his
service. Yeah. For
someone naked with shackles around their ankles was caught sprinting down Brick Lane. is that true? Have I made that up?
I think it might be true.
Fuck, who cares if it's true? It's true now.
Reverse Cowboy.
I want to talk about the politics of Instagram and following and following people back, because I've lost that many fucking Instagram pages. I can't remember who I followed and who I didn't follow. So now I've just decided to follow no one. But what I've realised is people look, see you don't follow them, get the think you don't like them, don't look any deeper into it. In fact, I just don't follow anyone and then think, fuck you, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you've unfollowed me, so you clearly think I'm a cunt.
Well, you just told me a story about your mate, beep, beep, from Light Lunch. You used to present it with that other girl, Mel, Sue Perkins.
Fucking
best pal, and you've unfollowed her, right?
Yeah, because I told you, like, last week we were reminded that she said, follow me on Twitter.
And I did.
So she was like, let's keep in touch on Twitter.
Oh, you didn't DM her, did you?
No, I didn't DM her. I just followed her. Because she was like, what's your music? And shit, because I was making music at the time. Mm. And I was like, oh, it's this one. Followed her. And she said, I'll follow you back. And she didn't. And I remembered this last week. So I went on just to double check. She hasn't followed me back. And I was like,
oh, what?
Fuck you, Sue.
Oh, right. So it's a Twitter unfollow.
Twitter, yeah.
No, that don't really count.
No, no. When I had my other Instagram account, I had loads of followers before I got illegally deleted.
Well, this is the thing. You're on, your seventh page?
Yeah.
And I'm on my fourth. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. How many followers have you got?
I think we've got about 8,000 now.
But that's what I mean. Like, it just gets smaller and smaller every time they throw you off, doesn't it?
But I think it's good because you're clearing out the bullshit. When I had like 50,000, loads of them would just follow me for ages and they wouldn't interact and wouldn't be involved. Now I've got the core group of cunts.
That's true.
Yeah, and they're all like they're all active.
That's
they're
true.
All, I get a similar amount of likes as I did when I had 50,000 because they're actually into it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So they're like, we've got a core group of absolute cunts now. Have you heard about this racist tortoise?
No.
I mean, this has gone viral, right, everywhere. So this tortoise...
And dogs are racist. That's a fact. No, dogs go nuts at black people.
I've also seen a racist raven.
What, black hater again?
No, it hates Chinese people.
Oh, really?
There was one, I was at the Tower of London.
Might be a Korean drone.
Yeah. I was at the Tower of London. You know there's a guy called the Raven Master who looks after ravens?
Yeah, I know, he's my old babysitter.
No, he's not.
The raven. Oh, sorry. It's not. Yeah,
you look a bit like a raven.
I know, I do. Yeah. Do you know what? There's an app. Listen to this. There's a fucking app. I don't know what it's on TikTok or, but yeah. I saw someone doing it. Believe it or not, it looks like me. I can't believe this is the name of the app. It's called Pterodactyl Face.
Oh, mate.
Fuck.
You're a lovely looking man.
I do look like a pterodactyl.
But you do like a raven. But you know,
my son looks like a pterodactyl as well.
Good lad.
Yeah,
you know, Corvids, like crows, ravens, they're so intelligent. They're more intelligent than like a 5-year-old kid. And anyway,
I'm a keen ornithologist.
I know you've pretended you were before. No, but I was at the Tower of London and I was talking to the Raven Master. I was like, mate, how do I get your job? Because one, he gets to live in the Tower of London, right? He's got a little fucking room there, an house there. He gets to wear that ace outfit every
day. Well, you're dressed like a fucking Raven Master today. You are dressed like a
Vulcan
druid.
Hoof.
Like war games.
Yeah.
Warhammer.
It's wash day again. Anyway, I saw into him and I was like, you know, and these ravens, because they were the queens, now they're the kings, they get fed fresh steaks every day. So they're hopping around with steaks, like having a fucking buzz. And one of them was in a cage and I was like, why is he in there? And he was like, he's racist.
Naughty. Oh,
and I was
really?
Like, what do you mean? He's like, keeps attacking Chinese tourists.
The Raven Master told you.
Yeah,
that.
And I was like, I was looking down at him and he did look properly cheeky. Just like a little Tommy Robinson crow.
Skinhead.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, fuck off, I'm fucking Chinese, sick of him. Yeah, so yeah, he was locked in his naughty, he was in a naughty racist cage. But yeah, there's a racist tortoise now, it's going viral. And is this tortoise? And he like, if you put a white shoe in front of him and a black shoe in front of him, he goes to the white shoe and just like looks at it, goes up to the black shoe, like puts his, they took their head in the shell and then the head, like the shell butt something.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how they kill shit.
Yeah.
And he's twatting the black thing. Right. And then you put anything black in front of him and he fucking loses his shit.
I've met dogs like that before.
Yeah.
Well, I've met dogs like that before. My mate used to have a dog called, what's it called? I think it was called Kim. And it was, we used to call it, no. Yeah, Kim was... But there was another dog called the Corrupt Cop. It was an Alsatian. We used to call it the
normal name for dog.
We used to call it. It was like it had escaped from a New York film. You know, like a corrupt canine police dog unit on the loose.
Yeah.
And my mate had this other dog called what was its fucking name? It was like a boxer, Trevor like a Sinclair. Tough dog, but not really as tough as the Corrupt Cop. And this corrupt, we used to walk. Well, anyway.
No, come on, you got to finish this story.
Well, no, my mate's dog was racist and he used to keep having trouble with his corrupt cop. And I was kind of, I'm neither holding the dog or, you know, I'm just walking along. I'm kind of caught in the middle of this fucking political geostorm.
Was he racist towards black people?
Yeah.
What, just like go for him?
Yeah. And bark them, chase them.
And fuck them.
Fuck them? I didn't say that.
I thought you said fuck them.
No, I said bark at them. I'm glad I cleared that up. No, bark. A normal dog thing to do.
Do you know the corrupt cop dog though? What if he was really corrupt, he wouldn't care about a bit of racism. He would be like,
I suppose, you know, corrupt is the wrong word. At this point, he's just off the rails. You know, he's lost his badge.
He's
like
and
an
gun.
Old Vietnam vet.
They've taken his badge.
With more knowledge in my brain, 30 years later, I'm now calling him like a grizzled Vietnam vet gone like rogue,
Lieutenant Dan.
Who's that, the guy with no legs?
Yeah.
No, not like him.
Right, okay.
More like taxi driver, kind of.
I was in Texas once. I was there.
Houston?
No, I was in Austin. And I was playing a gig with my band. And basically, this is
your band must have been quite good, then.
We were all right, yeah.
We went to the home of rock.
But, like, this was a mad night. I should tell this
Sound
story,
City.
Actually. this company paid for our flights to go and gave us a gig. However, they didn't. We had no money and they didn't give us any accommodation. So you'd only do this kind of thing when you're young, right? But I was probably like 25, and we had a phone number of a guy who lived in Austin who my mate Woody had met in Croatia the summer before. That's all we had.
Yeah.
And we landed in Austin at like 9 p.m., nowhere to stay, no money. And we rang this guy up called Nick, and he was like, hello? And we're like, hey, we're Woody's mates. He said, you might be able to help us. And he was just like, fucking yeah, come over. Like, unbelievably.
Good guy.
Yeah, so, well, we got to his house, and as we walked in, he had a line of cocaine lined up for each of us and a bottle of Budweiser. I was like, what a welcome.
Yeah, like, great, dude. Guy.
And then it soon became apparent that he was a massive coke dealer, right? And which was good in some ways because he was giving us loads of drugs. Mm-hmm. He was just every day just give you a gram of coke or whatever. And you'd be like, all right.
So we're there for like. What are the negatives?
Well, we were weak.
The hate.
But he was either doing too much.
The cartel
of his
that he hanged around with.
Well, we came back to the apartment on the second day because we were there for like a week in this festival. And the second day, and he was like, oh, I lost the key to the front door. So he was climbing through the window. And I was like, oh, all right, it's a bit weird. And then we were all sleeping like on the floor, random places, a little apartment. And then people would just turn up all the time and be like, getting stuff. So I was like, all right, they're buying coke, whatever, I don't care. But then in the middle of the night, like one night, I woke up, it was like 4 a.m. and he was stood in the kitchen looking in the mirror and he was naked and he was looking in the mirror on the wall and he's going, you can't do this. You can fucking do this. Don't let them tell you can't fucking do this. Talking to himself in the mirror, and I was like, oh God, he's gone mad. Yeah, he's gone fucking mad. And
what's his name, Keith?
Nick. Fucking mad. But he was dead nice and he wanted to look after us and show us a good time. But anyway, this one day, he gave us all these drugs and we'd just been doing drugs for days, and drugs are bad. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, we're anti-drugs. Right.
Anyway, did loads of drugs. Did this show, and then I was like having a panic attack, and I was on the edge, sat on this curb on this street, and I was like, I knew it was coming on. I used to have panic attacks when I was a kid. I felt really, really like scared and ill, and I was like, I just overdone it. And my mates were like, come on, we're going to watch this band. And I was like, I can't fucking do it. I can't do it. I was like, I didn't want to go back to Nick's house because that was even more chaos.
Yeah.
And then this is how fucking cool this woman was. This woman came over to me and was like, are you all right? I was like, no. I was like, I'm fucked. And she was like, asked me what was going on. She said, listen, me and my husband are going out of town. We're on our way out now. Here's the keys to my house. Here's my address. Just go to my house and just chill out.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you for real? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, it's like an angel came to me, right?
Really?
So I was like, wow. So I got in a cab and just said this address. And the cab, you reminded me of this story because the cab driver was an ex-Vietnam vet. And he was very much like, you all right, boy? And I was like, no, I've made a dreadful mistake. I've taken too many drugs. Yeah. And he was just like, fucking man up, boy. It's doggy dog out here, boy. Which was, you know, fair enough. His life was much harder than mine. And then, but I got to this house and it was like this beautiful house in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Let myself in. There's a fucking massive Labrador just sat there and he was like, this dog. And I was like, okay. So I just sat on a sofa. I told all my mates where I was going.
Calm down with this Labrador.
Well, I was cuddling this Labrador and I put the TV on and there was a Willie.
You lived the American, like you were literally imported into the American dream.
And I sat there and I thought I was going to die. I was like, shall I ring my,
because I'm. You've imagined this.
No,
mate.
I swear to God, my heart was racing so bad because I just fucked myself
you
up.
You fucking blacked out and ended up in the tinfoil tent.
This out. Right, and I told my friends where I was going. I was like, "This has happened," and they were like, "All right." So, right, I was sat there watching this Willie Nelson documentary, like concert documentary, and I thought, "This is the last thing I'm going to see. I'm going to have a heart attack and die soon." But I'm cuddling this dog, and it don't matter, you know. And I was like, "But I was really upset. I was like, going, my mum's going to be so sad, upset with me, you know." Anyway, and then I passed out. Just eventually passed out. Woke up a few hours later. All my bandmates had turned up, like, with some girls, some random people.
To this house?
Yeah, they all turned up because I told them where I was going. And they're like, all right, we'll all stay here. And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
But we had a party in this woman's house?
Well, not a party, but we had, like, a gathering. But they started eating all the food, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So what we did was, we were all respectful in the end. We, like, tidied everything up, but beautifully. And we left a load of money for the food. Like, one of the lads had some money, so we left, like, so we've eaten, like, your pasta.
Drunk all the Sunny D.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, we ate the mac and cheese
all the
boxes.
Twinkies.
Yeah, but, like, it was, and I never heard from
left
that woman again.
Left a note
again.
After, sorry, mullered all your Twinkies.
Yeah, the funniest thing was, though, there was this, like, bloke turned up in the morning who was obviously the neighbour who was,
pole
like,
cleaner.
Well, no, he was, like, to walk the dog, because they said, like, we're going away for the weekend, can you go in and walk the dog? And he walked in and there was just loads of fucking idiot, hairy English blokes, like, going fucked up, and he's like,
what's going on, guys?
Okay, guys.
Yeah, like, does fucking Tracy know about
this?
Time
to buckle up now, guys.
Yeah, but you just reminded me of that story. But I survived it. So, listen, lady, whoever you are, thank you so much. You saved my life, and Willie Nelson, and that dog.
I met an angel in America.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did she do?
She basically got me out of a fucking really dead, stale relationship that was, like, heading quickly towards boredom and, like, just a lifetime of shit and hell.
By noshing you off?
Yeah, by letting me fuck her. Like, I met her in a bar.
That works, ladies.
And she was half Puerto Rican, half Puerto Rican, half something else. But she worked at Disneyland, and her name was Nadimar Pacheco. I'll never forget it. And
she sounds absolutely lovely. Like,
she was, mate. She was an angel. And I only spent the one night of her, and then I literally flew home the next day, and I just didn't even unpack. And I said, this is done. I can't. That is what I can do, and this is you. You know, it's over.
Well, you know, it was a brave move because it wasn't just a holiday romance. And, it was. No, but she showed you that what you had at home wasn't right.
Well, yeah, it was a meeting that if I hadn't have had it, then I may have just, oh God, who knows, ended up
married
in a shit storm.
So have you ever got so smashed, like, you thought?
Basically, have I ever been in that situation where
you think you might die?
No, not really, but I have had a dream where I got shot through the shoulder, and it was... I could feel it, and I can almost feel it now talking about it. And I'm now convinced that I'm going to get shot in the right side of my chest by my shoulder, and it spanned my body around. It was like being hit with a fucking sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And it was over the top of a car, and it was a madness going on, and someone leant over the top of a car and just shot me from a few meters away, and it just went and blew my. And it was.
Something like a trans person.
Yeah, there's more to dreams than. Don't tell me you can put men on the moon and do this and blah blah blah, do all this stuff, and you can't decipher what the fucking hell a dream is. I have dreams that are in the same place. So there's like this little holiday resort part of town, and I know when I'm in this dream, if I do a left down there, that is the other part of the dream. There's like all.
Is it a real place? Is it in
it's
your
like
mind?
It's like a combination of places. So it's a bit like Magaluf, and it's a bit like it's kind of Woolwich, and it's a bit like fucking Iron Apple, and there's a big cliff as well where the beach, it's a flat beach, and it goes up and up and up into a cliff. Yeah. Could draw a map of it, and I've had probably 10 dreams in that town, if you know what I mean.
But there must be some psychology behind that, that's like you're forming like a safe space for yourself or something. I don't know.
If you're born blind, you don't dream.
Because you haven't seen anything to think
about.
Yeah,
you've got no reference points.
Is that true?
Yeah, they don't have dreams.
That's poor bastards. My stepdad used to have a blind mate, and his nickname was Sniper, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But he used to come around to our house when I was a kid, and he'd be like, because his other senses are heightened, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, what are you talking about upstairs? What are you doing?
Upstairs, you can't. Like, you're in the bottom of the garden.
You call me a name. Like, you'd be like, what the fuck? You're mad.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Just go back to America for a minute. I have been to America, and I really want to go again, and I'm going to go again.
Why would you want to go now? It's horrible.
Because my mates, I'm actually, they're all in Cancun now for a 40th.
That's not in America, you know.
Oh, no, it's as close as I'm going to get for a while.
Completely different country.
No, but it's full of Americans, right?
Yeah.
And I'm missing it, so yeah.
Well, I want to go there.
I want to go there, Cancun.
Oh, I want to go to Mexico. Not...
Why don't we do a podcast from Cancun?
Yeah, I mean, why not? We're making so much money from this. We could do our Christmas special there.
Basically, we're not making it. But we need a fucking sponsor. We need a Bulgarian heavyweight sponsor.
Yeah, but come on, Bulgarians. Put your money where your mouth
is.
Tell you another reason not to go to America.
Go on.
Boston, right? They shouldn't be fucking with this after what's just happened. In Boston University, the scientists have just created a new deadly COVID strain which kills 80% of its...
Mice.
Mice, yeah, but like...
we're mammals, so if it got on us, it'd do similar to us.
Yeah, don't create it.
Why are they doing that?
Well, that's my... Well...
Just fuck off. Don't bother.
Listen, it's all... Look, you had the vaccine. No, did you have the vaccine?
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't do me any. Admit, I loved it.
No, listen. Doesn't matter what you're talking about in life. It's not the easiest thing in the world to admit you were wrong. Now, and
I always admit I'm wrong.
Yeah. Were you wrong to have that fucking moody vaccine or what? Come on. What good... It's now come out that it doesn't stop transmission and it doesn't stop you getting it. So please tell me that there was no point you having it.
Well, what I'll say is...
Did you not think you might be being lied to?
Of course. I'm always really suspicious of anyone in power, right? And especially like companies that are going to make billions out of it. Of course there's going to be lies and shit. However, there was a time where the rates were so high that we couldn't go outside of our houses and it got it under control. I had COVID once, right? Mm-hmm. I've had it a couple of times, but I had it once and I didn't even know I had it because I was vaccinated. And
no, but how do you know it's because you were vaccinated? That's because you had the vaccination and you're putting it to that.
I was literally not ill at all.
Yeah, but that might have happened if you didn't.
Right, fair enough.
Do you wish you never had it?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't because I don't feel any different. And I could have had a horrible time. I could have died.
Yeah, but I could have died and I haven't had it. And like, what was the fucking point of having it? You've just injected yourself with fucking who knows what.
Mate.
And so did my wife, my missus. Yeah, I know.
I don't want to support like big, horrible companies that have agendas and all those things. So yeah, that's my only regret is like maybe supporting that. But I don't think it's had any health impact on me whatsoever. And I do still think that it brought numbers down enough or illnesses down enough so that the NHS could cope.
But they were making them numbers up. If someone died and they had fucking COVID 2 weeks earlier but they got shot in the face, they were still putting that down as a COVID death. That's nuts.
But this is the first time anyone alive has had to go through a pandemic, right? So it was new ground. Everyone was just guessing.
Yeah, exactly. And you guessed and got people. Shook and took the fucking jab and you didn't need it.
We don't know if I didn't need it. You don't know if it would have been worse if we hadn't had a jab. You don't know if like it would have just carried on and got even worse and,
well, what about
and
all these
multiplied
people?
More,
why,
do you?
Why now?
You don't know that either.
Why now? I've watched football for 40 years.
What's that going to do?
And in a lot, I'll tell you, because it's just a good example of a lot of normal people in one spot.
Yeah.
Why now is there people fucking having heart attacks every other game in the stands and the players?
Well, they're not used to do that anyway.
No, like the rate.
You sure?
Mate, have a look at it. The rate in like just cardiac incidents. Mm. And the only reason I'm using football matches because
you don't know that's COVID.
I don't know it's COVID, but it's since all the fucking vaccines and that.
But it could be since the virus.
Either way,
none of us chose for the virus to appear in our lives. It just did.
Listen,
whatever
the virus is, I went to Barcelona a few weeks ago and I came back and I brought home the maddest fucking Spanish flu. All four of us in my family had it and it was awful. And it was during that hottest week of the year and it was just fucking terrible. One by one, we all got it and it lasted 5 days each. And all of us, well, I couldn't test the kids because I'm just not going to test the kids. But me and my missus did a COVID. We were convinced this must be a bad COVID.
Yeah.
Wasn't even COVID.
No, but those tests aren't reliable either.
True.
So
yeah.
If you're going to say, I don't know if the vaccine worked, I can also say, you don't know if the COVID virus itself is causing heart attacks. We don't know. And there's loads of people who work in science who genuinely want the best for the people in the world. There's loads of people at the top who want to make money.
But either way round, no matter what if they want the best for the people in the world or if they just want to make money, they all fucking lied about it. Well, they all told that quick little fast lie about it stopping transmission.
Well, they believed it, a lot of them. Like,
if you believe something, it don't mean it's a fact. It just means you believe it.
No, but like, what else were they meant to do? They were trying to like stop the world going mad.
Yeah, but they're saying it stops it transmitting.
But that wasn't the main...
And that's a fucking lie.
It's since come out that they didn't test it for that. It's still not said it was a lie. But yeah, someone lied somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm with you. However, if no vaccines had arrived...
The whole thing was built upon get the vaccine to save the person next to you, and you're selfish if you don't. And people like me who didn't have the vaccine were kind of made to feel a bit, well, you don't care about other people.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have done that to anyone.
I was right all along.
Is that so?
I breathe on everyone. I'm going to breathe on everyone I see.
Well, you know... That's who we're dealing with here, folks. You don't know the world that we would be living in now if the vaccines hadn't arrived, and neither do I. Maybe there'd be even more deaths. You don't know, so what's the fucking point worrying about it?
True.
Have a cider.
I couldn't give a shit.
Have a hand job. You sound like you give a shit.
No, I don't. I'm proud that I didn't have it, and I want you to admit that you wish you didn't have it.
Well, I don't wish because
you do. You must.
Why are you proud? It's not like you like, oh, they haven't tested this, so I know.
Yeah, but I'm a pure blood, mate. My sperm is going to be up for auction. Not just me, but all the other true bloods.
Yeah,
we're going to be like cat. We're going to be like auctioned off like cattle.
Your dirty transphobic jizz. Nobody wants it.
It's not transphobic, but they do. They want it.
Yeah, nobody wants it. It stinks. You can put your shoes on. You're going home.
I'm going home.
Yeah, he's going home. See ya. All right, bye. Here we go. We are back. We have had a piss. How are you doing, Mr. All Right Fans?
I'm all right. Going back to dreams, can I just say, I know I've never been to the edge of a cliff in real life.
Yeah.
But I've got this mad feeling in me now where I can picture crawling to the edge because I'm scared of walking. Do you ever have that dream?
I mean, that's probably just some sort of anxiety, something in your life. But I must have had something like that, yeah. I don't know, you're scared of
I have dreams where it feels like I'm punching underwater as well. You're trying to hit someone and like you just can't.
That's very common. I've had that loads. That's frustration, isn't it? I had this thing a few years ago and I can still make myself do it now. And I was like, this is getting so weird because I was getting better at it every night. And I Googled it because I thought, what is this?
Wanking. It's called wanking.
It's called wanking. Yeah, no, I just touched my dick in this way and then this fucking white wee-wee comes
works,
out.
Mate. White wee-wee. God, do you know what I ate? Things like that, wee wee. And you know, like when people say,
white wee wee.
You know, like two more sleeps, till Christmas, and all that, like wee wee. You know, when people use like kiddie language.
I want them all dead, yeah.
I'm not. I said it for a joke. Oh, no, just carry on.
Anyway, I have this thing, right? I don't know how interesting this is, but I'm going to say it. So when I'm going to sleep, I can. You know, when you close your eyes, you're staring at like the sort of the darkness, but there's like bits of shapes and shit.
Yeah.
Right, so I really focus on that and I'll get like almost zen into it. And then all of a sudden, just before I go to sleep, a full view of my room that I'm in comes into vision and I feel my eyes and they're completely closed and I can look around the room and it's often the middle of the day, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? I can look around the room, I can see my bed, I can see my cat, I can see the window, but it's the middle of the day and I'm like, I can see everything.
So you can see through your eyelids?
No, because it's not the middle of the day there, is it? It's like I'm going into this vision of my room and it's like...
You are the Raven Master. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes.
That the way, just to explain, the way...
That lad in the wheelchair?
Yeah, that's you, mate.
It's because a bit the, like
and the
that,
way you, yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying. The way you're dressed as well today, like the Raven Master, like a druid. He's got like a Tibetan kind of... pointed hoodie, like a fucking old racist druid.
I look fucking great.
Yeah, he looks great.
Right, this is so weird. And it kept happening and I was fascinated by it. But it only happened for like a couple of minutes and then I would pass out because I was obviously on the edge of
sleep.
You
keep passing out. This happened when you stayed at the Labrador's place for your imaginary party.
That was real as well. You know when you're on the edge of sleep?
You've got to stop lying.
Coming from you, I never lie.
I fucking don't lie. What have I ever lied about?
Being Italian for a start.
Boy, I fucking beg your pardon.
I have got a real Italian coming on this podcast.
Good.
Coming on to challenge you because she says, your pronunciations are wrong.
Who is she?
She is an Italian.
Listen, I was born under the shadow of...
Biccio in Italian.
Listen, I don't even consider myself Italian. You, the one who keeps calling me Italian. I moved to England as a baby.
No, you didn't.
I am no longer Italian. I'm the lovable immigrant. I just want to be one of you guys.
Don't even
random bird to challenge me.
She is in real Italian and she wants to come in to talk to you in Italian.
I don't want that. But I don't like being challenged, as you can see.
She's not coming on to challenge you. I'm asking her to come on to challenge you because
someone to challenge you.
Do it.
My cousin, Love Island winner, Jack Fincham, whatever. You got any cousins who won Love Island? No, thank you very much. All righty then.
Well, my cousin just died, so that's nice, isn't it? Thanks.
Do one of your... Listen, your cat died, the 96-year-old woman died.
What?
That's because you keep wearing that hoodie.
Yeah.
Keep looking through your eyelids at them.
I'm not killing people with my hoodie.
You fucking are, with the hoodie you are.
I'm not. Right, I want to talk to you about something.
Perfect time and a place for it.
Right, it is. What are your thoughts on dolphins?
Lovely animals. Well, look, all my thoughts on dolphins are the same as my thoughts on a flea. It's an animal that I don't understand. I'm not one of them, and I let them get on with it.
Because they're mammals. No, and they used to be land animals,
all right,
actually.
Put it this way. Dolphins are, like, fetishized.
Like, all animals, you might do.
No, but what I'm saying is we'll squash an ant because it's an ugly ant, but we want to swim around with dolphins and keep them.
Because they're pretty.
Yeah.
You know, in the 90s, right, every little girl had, like, a rainbow dolphin painting on the wall or, like, a necklace with a dolphin. But dolphins really are... horrible.
Vicious, yeah.
They're violent predators with a passion for baby killing and rape. All these little girls with these little things, and all those girls who've got a dolphin tattoo, they basically got like a rainbow Fred West on the wall.
Well, all animals, listen, polar bears, how nice do polar bears look? They're the most vicious people of all.
Yes, but we all know that. Well, dolphins, I was like, oh, they're cute. They guided my uncle home when he was drowning and shit like that. But anyway, they're pretty horrible.
Mm.
And, you know, in the 90s, everyone used to go like, Florida, and like they'd have a photo with like a suicidal dolphin on Ket in some Florida swimming pool, and they'd be like, oh my god, it was the most incredible moments of my life. We really connected. I mean, those dolphins feel sorry for them, but dolphins are naughty.
I'm pretty sure my mum and dad, and this is the last person I'd expect to be impressed by this at all. I don't know where they were, India or somewhere, or they went somewhere kind of far away, and my dad came back and he was like, I swam with it, you know, this dolphin.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, wow, they must be magical because you are the most black, miserable bastard ever.
He's
you
black. Know, he's
no, I'm calling my dad a black, miserable bastard. Like, his soul is black.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah? I was going to say, you didn't get any of that tone in your skin.
No, make sure you
albino.
Keep the second bit in. But yeah, no, he's black as in, you know, he's...
Yeah, he's miserable, like you me.
Yeah, man, but...
Let's get him on the podcast.
Oh, he's too black for it. He wouldn't. He's what the fuck are you all fucking?
Oh, he's northern, isn't he? Northern, let's get him on. Yeah. Do you know dolphins have little vestigial fingers and legs in their skeleton?
No, they don't.
I swear.
It's called an exoskeleton.
No, it's not, because that's on the outside.
Yeah, but underwater it's the inside. If you think about it.
Yeah. No, they do have little fingers and legs because they used to be like hooved animals.
I did actually know that.
Yeah, but anyway, they are horrible. I'll tell you another horrible thing they do. They get the babies of rival dolphins and they chew them until their internal organs are mush and they die, right? They're fucking nasty. But they give themselves names because they're so intelligent. And yeah, they give themselves names. And there was this one called Freddy. My friend James sent me this article yesterday.
James, a.k.a. Sue Perkins.
Yeah, James Perkins. Now, James, he is one of my very close friends. Anyway, the way this article is written is so funny. And so a guy... Animal rights activist Alan Cooper was yesterday cleared of a charge of indecency with Freddy the friendly dolphin. Cheers rang out from the packed public gallery at Newcastle upon Tyne Crown Court as the jury returned. Mr. Cooper nodded appreciation and said as he was leaving court, he was going to go and have a celebratory swim with Freddy, who was the world's friendliest dolphin who's lived in Amble Harbour, Northumberland for 5 years. So the crime this man was...
A dolphin lives just in the harbour?
Yeah. I mean, we have dolphins here.
What?
My mum lives in North Wales and she sees dolphins all the time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, porpoises. They're dolphins. But anyway, this lad, Alan, he's been swimming with this dolphin and then someone saw him wanking it off. And he was like, he's pleaded not guilty to a charge of outraging public decency.
He got away with it.
By masturbating Freddie's penis while swimming with him in the harbour in front of children. Right.
So I mistakenly thought we might get through this episode without an animal kind of.
Oh, no, we're going under the sea today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway, this lad, Alan's been cleared of the charge, but he said, let me find the quote. It's very, very funny. He said, it's normal for dolphins' penises to be exposed when people swim with them. And he came into contact with it accidentally.
Yeah, go on, Alan.
Go on, Alan.
Good defence. Well, he got off it.
I know. But, you know, why not? Wank a dolphin off if you want. Nah. It's going to like it.
Nah, don't.
No, but do you know dolphins get high off pufferfish?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they've knocked these pufferfish between them, and the pufferfish releases a toxin that's like, fuck off. And they get high as fuck off it. And then they go and sit on the top of the water, and they get mesmerised by their own reflections for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but yeah, they are nasty. Do you know Putin is Putin's
trained dolphins.
He's got trained dolphins for him right now, in like some bay that he's protecting. He's got these trained dolphins, and they can sense like when there's like bombs being placed or whatever, and they go down and they come back and go and you know grass.
Well,
they're pretty cool, really, actually.
Yeah, you know, you're hating on them. Are you hating on them?
I'm just kind of lost. What I'm saying is,
focus.
You know how they're always smiling? Even when they're like dying in a tuna net, they're smiling. So we always think that they're happy, but it's just their face.
No, I don't. No, it would be like stupid to think they're happy. Like loads of animals have got upwards mouths, like hyenas. They're not happy.
Well, what's the reason kids think that they're like the loveliest animals?
And because a child's brain, as opposed to our brain, looks at it, sees that they look like they're smiling, and thinks, oh, it's like us. It's smart. It's well, not smiling.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But everyone just thinks they're dead happy and nice, like. But they're not. They're little cunts. They gang rape. They, you know, they're mad. But do you eat tuna?
Less and less. I'm really, really struggling with this vegan shit. I had a bit of a come down Monday, and it's like I was in a restaurant and I was having a steak, and I said I'm gonna be, I just can't do this anymore.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting there, but I still ate it. It was shit. It was terrible. It was overpriced. It was awful.
Did you think about the guy you come from?
I thought about a cow, you know. A cow, yeah. I just thought, how the fucking hell did we ever think this was okay? And I said to my missus, I'd be so proud if my daughter decides to be vegan, and I'll support it. But me personally, it's too late.
No, it's not too late, mate. But it's hard for you to go back.
No, it means I've got to try all that fucking cardboard bacon and stuff. And it's,
no, but it's never going to replace it because it's all bollocks. Yeah. So you have to just learn to cook and eat differently.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
And it's a lot of work if you're used to eating.
I'm not that into like butternut squash.
It's fucking shit. Yeah, I had an argument with my friend the other day about butternut squash because she was saying it's good, and I was like, you have to put so much shit on it and roast it so much for it to taste like anything.
Yeah.
And it's a wanker to cut. You're like, fucking cutting it up.
Yeah, it's smush, isn't it?
Yeah, like a sweet potato is a better man's butternut squash.
That is actually what I meant.
Oh, no, they're great.
No, but even still, I don't know, texture work. Mm. Look, I've just, I eat tuna.
But do you eat the dolphin-friendly canned stuff? Or do you buy it?
Well, I don't catch it myself.
What I mean is, you know, some of the cans will say dolphin-friendly.
I don't sit upstream with my fucking mouth open, no.
All right.
But yeah, I eat the canned stuff.
No, what I mean is some of the cans say dolphin-friendly, some say not. They don't say we're killing dolphins, but they're not because they're cheaper.
There's ways around all those regulations. If you're the guy who wants to put dolphin friendly sticker on your tin of tuna, then all you've got to go to a gala and donate to his fund, which he set up for his daughter's school and blah blah blah. You know, come on.
No, all I'm saying is dolphins are such knobheads. Like maybe just eat the one that doesn't protect them.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
Fuck them.
Do you know one raped Demi Moore once?
Really?
Yeah, she went to like a dolphin park and she had to leave covered in dolphin cum.
Really? Demi Moore, I never really saw the appeal in Demi Moore. That short, do you like that short hair on a woman?
Yeah, they've got to have the face for it, the head.
Got to have
it.
A pretty face. But to pull it
off. Some women look like fantastic with short hair. I think.
I know what you mean. But because they've got the face for it and they look fantastic with short hair. Yeah, but you look 9 out of 10 with short hair. But wow, imagine if you had long hair. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, maybe not though, because some of them, like, remember, what's she called? It's been 7 hours.
Sinead.
Yes, Skinhead O'Connor. When she was at her prime, she looked beautiful with a skinhead.
Mm.
She did, you know what I mean? She's a fucking nut job now, but...
Oh, she's mad now. She's fully mad.
Do you remember, did you ever go to the Dolphin in Hackney, the pub? I bet you didn't. You're too classy for that.
No.
Did you hear about it?
No.
Mate, this pub was amazing. So it was like, it's been closed down now because Hackney Council have got these like bullshit new laws. You can't go out late in East London anymore. It's so shit. But it was this sweaty, noisy, disgusting pub. It was a beautiful building, but it had a certain charm. It was just full of, always ran with cunts, like singing, like, it was karaoke. So it was always like everyone singing Mysterious Girl at 4 a.m, like on MCAT. It was filthy, but people shagging in the toilets. Like, but it was kind of
a Hackney pub.
It was on Mare Street, but it was really quite an interesting place. And I had a few good nights there.
Yeah.
But they've closed it down now. But I was thinking, you could buy the dolphin, you could fill it with water and buy an actual dolphin and turn it into Hackney's new attraction. Like, a dolphin, I was looking, right?
Hold on, buy a dolphin?
You can get a dolphin for 30 grand. If we all chip in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fill the dolphin pub, which is massive, with water.
Oh, no, mate. It's impossible. In theory, yeah. You could fill a space and put a... You could, you know... Yeah, we could... There's so much other costs involved.
My what?
Look, trust me, licenses, safety shit, chlorine, lifeguards.
Why do you piss on my dreams?
Oh no, it's fucking ridiculous.
You don't need lifeguards for a dolphin.
In theory, it works as an art installation. Beautiful. A dolphin swimming around a pub.
A pub called the Dolphin.
A Damien Hirst pub. You can walk round from the outside.
A live Damien Hirst.
And there's a dolphin swimming pub. Works.
And the dolphin's doing karaoke.
Works for me, mate.
Reverse cowboy.
What are they called?
The protesters.
What are they calling themselves, though?
Just Stop Oil. Protesters.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, long story short, they're causing all this disruption, doing their usual stuff, blocking roads.
Mm.
And this is a true story. So, I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before, but Extinction Rebellion, which I'm going to kind of lump into the same crowd.
Yeah.
Set up their base camp on Blackheath.
And I went near where you live?
Yeah.
Is Blackheath like a piece of land?
Yeah, it's like a big common that you can't really build on. Yeah.
Okay.
So I went over there with the intention of a bit of a cheap mug off, really. I was going to wind them up, hidden camera, and just get them going.
Yeah,
and
it was recently.
Yeah, but obviously better than that.
Mm.
So I walked over there and I started filming. And after about 30 seconds, I turned my camera off because the girl who first started speaking to me was about 18, 19, and a really nice, polite girl. So I thought, I'm not going to get a laugh out of this.
I'm not going to bully her.
Yeah, I'm not going to bully her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I turned it off.
Fit?
No. So I turned it off and I ended up sitting with her. Have you ever seen a fit Extinction Rebellion?
Yeah.
Have you?
Mm.
Where?
That bloke who runs it's fucking hot.
Right. So I've ended up sitting with her and her little mates and I've listened to the full Extinction Rebellion spiel for about half hour.
Yeah.
And I didn't really interject. I wanted to listen. Believe it or not, I didn't interject.
Wow.
I wanted to listen for a bit. And then I said, look, you're getting it all wrong. These tactics you're using, because at the time they were jumping on tubes and stopping people from getting to work, you're pissing off the wrong people. You're just making me feel so different to you. But you have, and you could have, and you have, and you actually do have probably the most important point in the world, which is the end of the world, right? Yeah. But if you make it that badly, you're just going to accelerate it. You're going to make me want to go home, open my fridge, leave the car running, de-insulate my fucking house, and like just cook a massive fry up.
It's difficult though, isn't it? Because like, what do they do? Because I understand why young people, especially,
but what you do is what they do is you still protest, but you go to the fucking source of the problem, which are the people who are making the decisions, and
they've been doing that though, and they get ignored. So that's, you know, like sometimes with protest, you get ignored. Or they have been getting ignored because it's all about money, isn't it? Oil and you know, they're getting ignored. So they have to take drastic measures. And I'm with what you're saying, right? It's like almost like disrupting normal people getting on with their lives is not going to get people on your side. But it might get the media or people to talk about the bigger picture.
Well, that's what they said. That's what they said. Yeah. They said the reason. And I said all this like acting out Shakespeare plays, pretending to die on the floor outside. I said like it's all.
That doesn't make me
normal
like them.
People look at that and just think you are a bunch of cunts.
Drama student cunts.
Yeah, exactly that. They're either middle class women who are retired who want a purpose, or angry little middle class revolting kids with fucking greasy hair. That's what they are. That is the makeup. They're all white. Not that matters, but they are, you know, like you're just a.
But can you argue with anything they're saying? Can't.
No, I can't.
You can argue with their actions, but everything they're saying is right, and no one else.
No, but that's what I said. I said the point you've got is great, but what you want to do is lose all this Glastonbury shit, lose all this fucking juggling, and like, because that's a turn off for so many people. If you can appeal and make your point to people like me and come at me like through my fucking heart, as if to say, well, look, your kids are going to be fucked, you know.
You know that though, don't you?
Yeah, I know that, but do you know what? You're making me not want to fucking, I don't give a fuck, because do you know what? My priority now is getting to work tomorrow. Yeah. Not worrying about what's being a meter underwater in 50 fucking years.
But that's the problem, isn't it? Because these, you know, remember what it was like. I don't know what you were like when you were young, but when I was young, right, I was very idealistic. I thought, why can't we have a nicer world? Why can't we do that? Right? And which is a beautiful thing for young people to have. So these young people, I get why they're terrified and they're really angry and they're going for it. However, they're just to like bitter old people like us, it doesn't usually
work. Well, it does. I don't care because it doesn't really disrupt my life. I'm supporting them. However, nothing's going to change, right? Until, like, all the scummy old men who are in power in China, here in America.
In China.
Stop. Well, not just China, here as well, and America. Like, they stop completely destroying the world with their policies and their greed, right? But nothing's going to stop. And
listen,
so stopping some guy getting to work isn't going to change anything. But what else can they do? Like, you just think, I feel for him. I'm like, I'm with you. You know what I mean? But we're fucked. We are fucked.
Yeah, we are massively fucked.
The only reason I'm just apathetic towards it because I'm like, well, we're all going to die.
Well,
so.
This is it. Yeah, exactly.
But it's horrible that we've got to that point.
No, it's doom. It's doom. It's a big cloud of doom over our heads, mate. And if it's not a nuke, it's the fucking climate. And hopefully the aliens get involved and say, do you know what? We're just going to end this now for the lot of you.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Come on. If you're listening, guys. Yeah, it would be really nice. But there's not... I honestly think... that there is no way back, right? You know, the ice caps are melting now insanely and there's no way back. So, you know, but I support these protesters and what they're doing. I think they are, yeah, sometimes they're going about it the wrong way and they shouldn't ruin the lives of everyday people just trying to earn a living. Everyone's having a tough time anyway. So they should, but I like it when they chuck that soup on the Van Gogh painting. I was like, yeah, fine, because that got people talking, right? So that, and it didn't disrupt anyone's life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't ruin the painting.
Better, that
didn't ruin the
stuff.
Painting.
Yeah,
because the painting was behind glass, and
but
the girl said they knew.
Forming a line, listen.
The street, the guys down the street. Yeah.
No, them lot. You know when they sit in the road,
that, yeah.
You're not even glued to the road. I can move you, and you normally see footage of one geezer just dragging one, and then some other little nerd shuffles in the way, and they sit there all like silent and make themselves heavy and that. All you do is...
I don't agree with that.
No,
that
listen, all you do is...
Method.
The geezer at the front walks to the car behind and says, listen, you move the people, I'm going to drive through. And then you tell the person behind you to do the same. And if there's a few people, you go 2, 3, 4 cars behind.
Mm.
Everyone grabs someone, move them, that car drives through. Same again. They all go back, everyone grabs someone, move them. It's easily done. No one's doing it.
No, but... Like people that are worried about getting charged for like...
What, moving someone?
Well, you know, because someone goes, oh my God, you assaulted me.
No, I'm throwing a bottle of piss. If I'm ever at the front of that queue, I'm pissing in the bottle and pouring it on them.
Just so you know.
Just for a laugh.
He always carries a bottle of piss with him at all times.
No, I'm pissing in a bottle.
No, he's one of those guys. No, but listen, I support these people that they're genuinely terrified for their future. They're trying their best, right? So I support things. But sitting in the road... doesn't help anyone.
No,
it doesn't get politicians talking.
You support...
It just ruins people's lives.
Yeah. I was right. I went there 2 years ago and said, you've got a great point. Make it differently because everyone's going to end up hating you.
They're doing it different ways, aren't they? They're doing it like the soup on the painting thing. Great. Do it.
No, but they climbed up that fucking bridge and blocked the M25 for 2 days. Everyone sits there with the engines running. That's completely counterproductive.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Blocking ambulances.
If someone's up
a
bridge and they're like strapped to it, why can't you just drive over it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, no idea.
And if they fall off, like, I'm not being Farage, but if they fall off, then it's just unfortunate, isn't it?
You climbed up it.
Yeah, like that. You do have to have some responsibility there. But I get their point. I really get their point. I just think ruining the lives of everyday people when life in this country is already so hard isn't the right idea.
Well,
we've sort of agreed on something.
I infiltrated Extinction Rebellion a couple of years ago. This was before I went to see them on Blackheath when they had their little base. I used to live central London. So I infiltrated them, got inside the tents and that, inside Trafalgar Square.
It's like pissing in the tents.
Yeah, but they're just dickheads, man. Like, honestly.
But in every organisation, there's dickheads.
Yeah.
At least they're trying to do something better. The world needs to change if we want it to survive. And it isn't, honestly, I've given up. It's not going to change. There's no point me and you separating our recycling.
Yeah, that's
When like China are pumping out like gallons of CO2 every day. There's no point.
Exactly that.
Right? And we've already gone past the tipping point. We're fucked. We might as well just have fun whilst we're alive.
And find a good way to kill yourself if it ever comes truly on top. Society's collapsing anyway, baby.
Oh, yeah, and you know we're in end of days. So yeah, you know, just sit back
and have a fucking laugh.
Have a drink. Give yourself a cuddle and just, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, sign up to my Patreon as well.
Yeah, sign up to his
Patreon. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And just, you know, do a bank transfer to me if you want. Yeah. And, you know, if you're rich or whatever, or support the podcast. But yeah, so that's climate change sorted. Moving on.
Reverse cowboy.
Couple more things before we go. Have you heard about this billion crabs that have gone missing in Alaska?
No.
So every year there's an Alaska crab
festival.
Well, they go and get them all out and eat them or whatever they do, right? And, you know, they get these
crab shack.
Snow crabs. And they are, it's like a big thing they've done forever. Anyway, there's like a billion new crabs every year and they get a bunch of them out and they have a big party and eat them and sell them, whatever they do, right? And anyway, they've gone to get them and there's none there.
Really?
And like, where the fuck's the crabs gone? A billion crabs gone missing, which is like, that's a lot of crabs, isn't it? Yeah. And they don't really know where they've gone. So either they've just died, or
there's been a massive,
they've moved.
A massive resurgence in the crabbing trade.
No, because no one's got them. They might have moved somewhere, like because of climate change. They might have gone somewhere more suited to their vibe, but no one knows where they are.
To their crabby needs.
James Corden might have eaten them all.
He's horrible, isn't he?
Have you seen all the stuff about him this week? That's funny, isn't it?
Might be an animal.
Get on your mic.
Really rude bastard, isn't he, James Corden? Apparently,
He's. There's a lot of stories come out about him being a pig.
Well, whether he's a pig or rude or not, that is kind of like the least of your crimes. I think the biggest crime, the most consistent crime that James Corden has committed...
Not being funny.
No, since birth.
Since what?
Since fucking inception and birth and subsequent career from an early age, he's coming up through that Brit Award kind of talent school, what do they call it? Sylvia Young.
School. Did he do all that?
Yeah, he did all that, yeah.
Is that how he made it?
So he's been a pro arse licker from 8 years old, like that Will Poulter, you know who that is?
Yeah, he's funny though.
No, he's revolting.
I don't know. I remember that TV show where there were little kids being funny.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was funny at the time. But yeah, they're probably all very privileged children. But no, James Corden, right? What's there to like about him? How's he become one of the most famous people in the world?
Yeah, no idea. Yeah, no idea. Well, it's the formula is the fat, the lovable loser, right? That's kind of like that's the blueprint
he's
of his
slim
character.
In America, though, isn't he?
Yeah, true. He's not even, but American fat's different, isn't it?
Mm.
They get fat on different part of their bodies.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
They get like them fucking bowling pin legs.
Yeah, I love like a weird fat American. I love looking at them on Instagram.
I pulled a bird once.
They're actually called girls, and you can't call them birds anymore.
Oh, true. She was American, actually, funny enough.
Really?
And, yeah, I was kind of like, she seemed all right, and she's a bit big or whatever, and then she kind of moved.
You like a big lady?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Big unit?
Yeah, I'm not a problem. No problem, but not this big.
All right.
Like, she moved, and it was like her upper half was like, okay, yeah, cool, plus size, whatever.
Yeah.
Bottom half, fucking like a million crabs went missing somewhere.
I mean,
Alaskan.
Wow, I mean,
pure Twinkies, mate.
Was it? Yeah, something.
Sunny D.
Not fat shaming anyone, but like some of them look like their legs are made of porridge.
Yeah, it was like all the weight she'd ever put on had gone straight to the bottom half of her body. It was like, guess who?
I mean, we live in a horrible world, so I don't blame people for eating their way to happiness, but it doesn't really work. Yeah, but yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? When some Americans, they do everything to the extreme, you know. They're the world leaders at lots of stuff.
Excess.
Yeah.
Excess.
And I love excess. Like, I love going a bit, doing too much of something, but not eating, really.
Have you seen that Generation Wealth on Netflix?
I haven't.
It's good, you know. Yeah. It's just about America's kind of, it's not really about food, but it's like, it's kind of eating itself ego-wise, just by chasing more and more and more, you know, like, and it's out of kind of the MTV generation, which are the 40, 50-year-olds of today, are kind of programmed to just chase more and more excess, and the effect of that is just ending up with a load of OnlyFans girls who will do anything for fucking money or fame.
It's probably, I mean, it's a, compared to here where we have the class system, which keeps a lot of people in their place, which is also destructive. So, you know, like, it'd be like lots of people up north I grew up with, they were told from day one, we've got parents who are told, like, you don't go to uni. You don't, you know, you're not that person. You go, no one in our family's done that. You go and work in a factory. You don't do this. In America, everyone's like, the American dream. You can be Elon Musk. You can do anything. So they're all like those fucking weird, well, if you've got a bit of ambition, the alternative is weird, like, gym bro guys who don't sleep and just, like, all they're doing is like, I'm up at fucking 5 a.m. trading.
Well, the flip side of that, you can do it, you can do it, you are the American. Yeah. The flip side of that is, well, hold on, like, if they're all told they can,
and they can't,
and 99.9 of them, you know, they must be a massive failure.
Yeah, and they'll feel awful. And
well,
it's
that,
not their fault.
Is it? That's probably why they all take these fucking failure pills.
Well, they're. Healthcare system is fucked in it, so they all just, they can just get hold of heroin, basically, OxyContin, and it's like, I need that, because they're more miserable. It's a really bad, honestly, like you said, as soon as the aliens can come down, and if there's any aliens listening, like, come down and just fucking get us all.
Yeah, like, just take me.
Yeah, and sexually.
Don't kill me, take me with you. I'm all right, I haven't done anything wrong.
They don't care. You're going to be food for their alien dog.
You don't know.
Just make it fast. Just kill me fast.
Well, yeah, move central then. I'm fucked. If that nuke hits, you know, I'm within the old
death zone. I'm not that far away.
No, you'll die weeks later. You'll go green and...
Yeah, it'd be horrible. It'd be worse for me.
Probably, yeah.
Have you seen that film called Threads?
No.
You should watch it, right? Well, actually, don't. It's horrible, but it's from 1985, I think, and it's quite a realistic depiction of what would happen if a nuclear bomb hit Sheffield, right? And it was like made for TV, I think, but you can watch it online, but it's fucking horrible. It's so depressing. You watch it.
No, I don't watch it.
No, and they go into detail about what will happen.
Yeah.
And it's, you watch like families falling apart, like people, it's heartbreaking. You watch it and you, for about a month afterwards, you feel like shit.
I don't fancy this nuke.
Well, I don't think there's going to be one. No, I mean, he might do
one. There won't be one. There's either none or fucking hundreds.
No, but the problem is they have these new localized nukes. Like, they can do like a little nuke weapon, which will fuck up like...
Cute nuke.
Yeah, cutie nukes. They'll do a little cute one on like in the Ukraine. Like, Putin might just do one. And then, but it's the problem is, what will that escalate
to? Yeah, exactly. What happens next is then they, you know, and then it ends up with big fucking...
What's America getting involved.
Samrat. The demon or whatever, the devil.
If
bomb.
That happens, we're all fucked anyway. So, stop, you know, get off that bridge. Fucking.
Get off that fucking social media. And stop reading Daily Mail articles about the blast circle, which is what I've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't bother myself with that anymore. Yeah. There's no point.
Well, I'm in the blast circle, so I don't know whether to be happy or not.
I think if it happens, you won't even know about it, so it doesn't really matter.
I think you get 15 minutes.
What would you do in those 15 minutes?
Probably run towards Kent with both kids.
I mean, you can't outrun a nuclear bomb. I know you think you're good at running, but I don't think you can do that.
No, I think you can, you know.
With two kids under your arms. What about your missus?
You can. Well, she'll have to run as well. But that's what I mean. I'll carry the kids. She'll have to try and keep up with me. I'm pretty sure if there's a nuke on the way, you'll be surprised how fast you can run.
So you could run to Kent in 15 minutes?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fucking good lad. Yeah.
No, I reckon I could.
Come to my house, if you do. I live in a hole in the ground, as you know.
Well, I think I know you do, yeah. Well, that's perfect. That's exactly where you want to be.
Just across the field from where I live, there is
a nuclear bunker.
A decommissioned one. Yeah, and I went and had a look around it the other week, because you can go and look around it, like anyone can.
What, is it? Oh, well, you're nice.
No, I spoke to the bloke who owns it, and he's like this old guy, and I was like, so if it kicks off, can I come in here? And he was like, you can if you give me a reserved place for £50,000. Seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll give me a spot in it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So it was for, in the Cold War, it was for the Prime Minister and everyone to go down, and they built it in Essex. And then it was secret, top secret. And then they decommissioned it in like 1992. and it's on his land, so he's now owns it, and he's
and now he just sells
tours,
fear.
He's got tour around it, but it's fucking horrible down there. I think I'd rather be dead.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's shit in there, honestly.
I know what you mean. Concrete tunnels and little ropey ladders and
smells damp. Like, you get quite a good tuck shop. Like, so yeah, you'd have like
that'll run out
some tunnock sea cakes for a few weeks.
Yeah,
and he was a miserable old Tory. I was like, oh, I can't live with you, mate. He was like, 50,000, you've got a space.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And then like, eventually all the food runs out. You come up in your old fashioned clothes, all long beard and moustache.
What's the point?
Yeah. Die of what up there?
I'll go for a walk around the woods and then your skin starts falling off.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'd rather just be in the blast zone.
Keep my skin. Oh, yeah. No skin.
What I want is a little glass, you know, those break glass cabinet things like for emergencies.
Yeah.
I want one of them on a wall with a little vial of heroin in it with a needle, right? And then I can just break the glass, smack myself up as the mushroom cloud comes towards me. And just be like, fucking loving it.
And like euphoria.
Yeah, and just be like, yeah! And then it comes and takes me.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. Me? I think it's a oh God.
I reckon you run towards like the nuclear war, like punching it, going, come on, then, fucking have it, come on.
You did get that one person who ran towards the, I didn't run towards it, but decided not to outrun the tsunami, didn't they, and just leant into it.
Yeah, well, shagger. Right, we've got to go because someone outside wants to use the studio.
Ciao, Jenna. Thanks for listening. Arrivederci.
What does it mean, that?
It sounds so much better in Italian for me to try and even explain it now.
Thanks for listening.
You're a piss-taking cunt. Ciao, Jenna. Arrivederci.
Ciao, Jenna. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.